Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
That's Otis Redding bringing us back to 17th Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Another classic there from Otis. And that's what I call myself as a classic. My children have another term for me. This doesn't sound quite as nice as classic, but I won't repeat that here. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is Small Business to Your Advantage, because if you do, you'll find lots of things that will help you with your small business. We update it every day and have been now for 14 years. That website is 14 years old. And there are others out there that are older, but not that many. And Rick Maurer has been depositing some really good stuff with us as a great member of our Brain Trust now for about 10 years. And you can find all the things that he's talked to us about there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rick's books include Why Don't You Want What I Want and Beyond the Wall of Resistance. I recommend both of them. Rick, we're talking about the difference between employee satisfaction and employee engagement. And I was just saying that one of the problems is how we all think about things differently, and what motivates an employee to be engaged is not what motivates a manager or an owner. And certainly not what one thinks about, what the managers think the owner should be. I mean, the employee should be motivated about. So what do we do? Do we do a survey? Do we ask them first? What do we do? How do we get to singing off the same music?
Well, first off, I mean, some of this stuff on employee engagement is just worth a Google search and just looking at, you don't have to read a whole study or a book. And just to see what are those studies saying, and saying how am I measuring up as a manager? So, as I mentioned before the break, that employees tend to say, "I know what's expected of me." Like that was number one. That doesn't cost you anything. You ought to be doing that already. And so, if you're not sure of that, I mean, you could pull some. Just you don't have to do a survey. You could, you could just go out on the floor, or go out to the trucks, or go somewhere and say, "Hey." I want to make sure that you really know what's expected of you. I'm not sure I'm being as clear as I need to be. So you're not accusing them of anything. Mm-hmm. Or where are the gaps? Or, where do you find yourself scratching your head going, God, I wonder what he wants? Just a couple things. Really informal. I mean, for small business, you got the advantage of actually seeing the people face-to-face. And that's great. I mean, if you got to use a survey, like people are spread all over everywhere, do it, but keep it to like two or three questions.
Isn't this something that you should do on an annual review, so it doesn't sound like there's something going on? I mean, isn't this the kind of thing you probably shouldn't ask them those kinds of questions once a month or whatever? I mean, these are pretty impactful questions. Isn't this something you should say, okay, I'm going to make some notes, I'm going to write these questions down, and when I have their annual review, I'll talk to them about that. Unless you're doing it to everybody all at once in the middle of the reviews. What do you think?
Well, I think if what you're concerned about is making sure that people are turned on and acting like owners, as you mentioned before the break, then I would say do it now.
If you do it to the whole group, yeah. Not to one person.
Oh yeah. I would call somebody aside and make it, seem like they're being interrogated, and you got
right.
The light over
that's
their
what
head.
I mean. That's what I mean. I like the group program.
Yeah, I mean, but you may have some people that you're having a cup of coffee with, and you're leaning against the cars, and you're saying, hey, let me just ask you something. I'm not, I just need some feedback. Am I clear about what's expected for you guys? Mm-hmm. You don't need to name names, Bill, but and if it's somebody that trusts you and knows that you're not going to, whack them for saying it, then you're likely to hear, like that thing that you just rolled out last week, we're all kind of scratching our heads about that.
Right.
And that is great. During the performance review, the problem is my promotion, my bonuses, my, you know, my employment is on the line. I don't want to say anything that's going to upset you. So if you say, hey, how am I doing? Man, unless you and I just got a great relationship, I'm not likely to be honest there. It's, performance review time is everybody is nervous. I mean, it just it brings out the worst in all of us.
Especially when they're wondering if how they respond during the performance review is going to affect whether you, how much of a raise you give them, how much of a bonus they get. But you know, the thing is what we've got here is we have people who are managing others, whether they're owners or managers, and they we tend to think we know what's going on in other people's minds because we think they're like us. I think owners, and I'm this way. I've been guilty of this, Rick. As an owner, having employees, I've been guilty of thinking, wow, or maybe not even thinking about it, but just believing that they show up every day just like I do. They're on time. They stay late. They do their job. They must be as invested as I am.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. One of these studies, I think this is Powers Perrin, I like to give credit where it's due, they talked about employees who are just engaged. You say, yeah, that person shows up, does the job, stays, the person you just described. They said, what are they worth in terms of money? And they are worth what you're paying them. They're bringing no added value. They're just worth, so of course you want to keep them, but they're worth what you pay. People who are highly engaged are worth something like 20 to 30% more financially than the others. I mean, that's huge.
And it could be more if they are in a position to identify a major problem or an opportunity. Could be a lot more than it. Rick, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. So, folks, right back after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Rick Maurer is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.